Good morning. It's 7:12 a.m.
Ah, yes.
Sprinkler. There's a misaligned sprinkler, and it just caught me in the back with ice cold water. And while I am a little warm, it's not. It wasn't that great. So it's 7:12 on 8/12/19, August the 12th, 2019, Monday morning. The last day of Novel Rama, thank God. And the good news is, yes, I'm very close. The enforced hours of having to manage the sprints for everyone else meant that I was busily tearing Cape Grace apart and putting it back together again. I did not get anything close to 25,000 words over the weekend. I got maybe 7,500. But on top of what was already there, the story is pretty much in place. I got some feedback on it last night. Thank you. Appreciate it. And there's still a couple of problems with it. Not the least of which is that I'm still learning how to use Scrivener. And apparently, not all the chapters actually compiled correctly. Not surprising at all. Also, some missing pieces. There's a couple of missing pieces. There aren't as many missing pieces as I thought there were. I had the late shift last night from 7 to 10. I've got the afternoon shift today from 1 to 5. That's the longest shift there is. It's a 4-hour shift. All the others are only 3. So I got that shift this afternoon. We'll have to do some Facebook programming here this morning to schedule all of the posts that have to go up. I'm thinking I might do something rash, like shift from 25.5 to 20.10. So 20 minutes of writing, 10 minutes of break. They're not real happy with that. And the reason is this. I settled on 25.5 a while ago because 15.5, which fits 3 nicely into an hour, by the time you get going, it's time to stop. Try 20.10 because then that's 2 in an hour. But only 2/3 of the time for that hour is actually spent writing. I tried longer ones. They don't work as well with my timer because the timer goes to like 30 minutes and then it goes to an hour. It's like, it's not helpful. And 30 minutes turned out to be just that much too long. And I found myself not racing the clock, putting words on the page as fast as I can, but rather looking at the clock to see whether or not I had time left, how much was left, how long before I can get a cup of coffee. So a long time ago, I settled on 25.5. And my spousal unit did the event, Novel Rama with us. And I remember on Thursday, she was saying, I can't possibly do 25,000 words in 4 days. I might be able to get 12. Maybe 13. I said, well, you can try it. I mean, there's no obligation. It's all honor system. Nobody's going to come to you and say, ah, you cheated. So Friday she started up and she's actually done more sprints than I have this weekend, because I took sprint time away. If I wasn't hosting the sprint, I didn't do the sprint. I went back to Scrivener and massaged the story and tried to find the places where the holes were missing, tried to find the place where the holes existed so that I could fill them. So I had some idea what I was going to write when my sprint started up. So that's what I need to do this morning, is go through and figure out where I'm going to spend my 4 hours this afternoon. But, as of last night, she sprinted with me last night till 10 o'clock. And then I think she stayed around and wrote for another hour. I know she didn't come to bed until midnight, but I was in bed by 11. So she had only 2,500 words left to do to meet the goal today. And so sometime over the course of the day, she has to write 2,500 words. Of course, she's at a point in her story where she doesn't know what happens next. She has to make something happen. But this time it was her who said, I can't possibly do 25,000 words in 4 days. Only to discover that, why, yes. Yes, you could. So it's very gratifying. It's wonderful to watch. Every year there are more people who do it. Every year there are people who say, I don't know. And every year there are people who say, oh my God. Ow, 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 ow. That's weird. I twisted my ankle on that last step. Level sidewalk, everything's fine. I just stepped wrong. So, I was in bed at 11. Cats got me up at 5. Okay, that way. Cats got me up at 5, so I curled up on the couch for an hour and a half again. Slept until 6:30. So I have not been up that long. I had time to chuck down a little peanut butter and 3/4 of a cup of coffee, and then slap my boots on and hit the street. It's supposed to be hotter today than it was yesterday. Yesterday was in the low 90s. It's supposed to be in the high 90s today. But it's beautiful this morning. It's like 62, 64 probably right now. Maybe climbing up to 66. The sun's been beating on here. It felt good earlier when I was... I started out because it was like really chilly. And then... Okay, now how did that guy get that goat through there? One of the city workers is... got one of the big four-wheel utility carts that I call a goat. I thought it was a John Deere goat or something. And he just drove past this post, this line of posts. And I didn't think, it didn't look to me like there was room enough for that vehicle to get through there. Maybe on this side. I see any tire tracks. Oh, stay with me. On post. Okay, I don't know. Maybe on the inboard side there, there's room. The middle post is nailed down, so I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Just measuring with my eyeballs here. Gotta work at this dog. New dog, I haven't seen that dog before. So yeah, Kip Grace is almost done. It's such a feeling of relief. It is such a feeling of, oh, I can't even begin. So probably, I contacted Jesse Young and let him know that it's getting close now, so that I can get the new covers from him. Last time I talked to him was like a month and a half ago now, and he was talking to me. He was like nudging me every couple of weeks. Do you need it now? Do you need it now? I had some stuff to happen. I'm really worried that I'm holding you up. And it's like no. I have to finish it first, and it's being difficult. Don't worry about me. I will give you a heads up when it gets to be close. And you go ahead and do what you need to do in terms of, you know, job, new work, or whatever. Because we've got a design that we all like. We're just going to get it colored up. We've got to get it finalized. We've got to get the text on. And then, you know, that's really all there is to it. So I gave him a heads up last night, and he wrote back this morning. So he's been working on some other commissions and actually got himself a new day job, which apparently made him feel a lot more secure. I can understand that. If you're not getting enough artwork to support yourself, that's a bit of a problem. Good morning. Good morning. Athletic t-shirt guy and a dog. There's my friend with a little Scotty dog down there. She must be on her outbound leg. She's headed down into the park over that side. Ah, 12th. 46, 58. 58 days in a row. Assuming I do make it to the treadmill this afternoon, which is almost 100% assured. I hesitate to say that because sure as hell that'll jinx me, but... assuming I do, that'll be 58 days in a row. 56 days as of last night is probably a safer way, a less tempting fate way just to say it. 56 days in a row. 4 days. 4 miles a day. Thousand calories. Ah, it's real. It is a real habit now. It's really starting to feel like this is something I'm going to be able to continue. I don't know what I'm going to do if it rains. If it rains, I'm going to get on a treadmill. It's that easy. If it rains, I'll just put on my shorts and get on the treadmill. And over the winter, I probably will do a lot of treadmill days, so I will probably lose walking, talking days if the weather turning bad. If the weather turns bad. But the important part is the walking. Treadmill is such a workout. Holy crap. In part, I think it's because it's running at 3.5 miles an hour, which is just a little bit faster than 120 beats a minute. And it's on a 3% grade. So it's always, I'm always walking uphill. Man, do I sweat. Holy crap. What a workout. I gotta do my weights today. I gotta do my push-ups. I gotta do my hand weights. Yeah, I use bottled water. I've got a pair of Fuji, those funky square bottles of Fuji water. 1 liter each. So they're basically 2 pound weights. And they cost $3 compared to $25 for a hand weight. Yeah, I'm cheap. I need to look into maybe getting some strength bands or something. See if there's some other exercises I should be doing. I should be trying to get sit-ups going, but I have to strengthen my stomach muscles up a lot more before that's going to work. I suppose, few at a time. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.